Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is my favorite part of the tape because she's now said hi to Shannon and Maddie, yes. And now Leslie's about to go. Julia has the best question. Where are all these ladies coming from? I was close to being a seat filler.
I had
once, but
really?
I had to fill two seats.
We ended up going to Men's Warehouse in Baltimore. And
you're going to like the way you look?
I'm going to love the way you look.
Okay. I guarantee it.
Oh, my God.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm surrounded by excellence. Are you vocally warmed up?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's nothing wrong with your radio. This is what I've been listening to for the last 2 minutes. We've had you know what we really should do? Just to keep people in on the loop, we should have... Update!
Oh, Dateline, Washington, D.C.
Oscar's voice, warmed up.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wi-Fi network, sketchy.
Yes. Matt Bloom. Pony Boy walks in right before showtime, 9:10 a.m. Right now it's 9:48. He says, show's good to go, but there's no Wi-Fi. And I said, what does that mean?
You need to do it like a news agency. There is no Wi-Fi. How this will affect you?
He doesn't say this will affect us.
No, he doesn't.
I had to ask him, this does affect us. Or tell him, you know how this affects us? Because we're doing a show and we need internet.
I don't
on
know.
Wi-Fi.
There's Ethernet.
He said everything else is hardwired. I said, by design. But we still need...
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Day 2. Mike O'Mara still sick. Sick. Music. There he is.
Fort Myers, Florida. Text comes in yesterday. This is Friday, so Thursday.
Right.
Fellas. Full-blown flu.
Tested positive.
No emojis. No memes are sent except for... Whoa, feel better, Papa.
Yes.
And then me saying, take the day off tomorrow. And then Rob saying, he won't be back till next Friday.
Well, if it is the full-blown flu, it's not an on-and-gone thing. It's not a 24-hour thing.
No.
So,
Dateline, 10-11.
Oh, we had a visual, too. Remember, he sent us a picture of himself wearing a mask. Yes. And it was a William Shatner mask.
I did say patient zero at one point, so there was some shtick.
Just a little... It was supportive shtick.
10:11 p.m.
And it was a medical mask.
Last night.
Yes.
I sent a telegram to Mike.
A telegram, yes. The hardest part was inventing the time machine.
And I said, hey, Mike, just double checking if you're going to be in tomorrow or not. Maybe he bounced back. Maybe Tamiflu did what it's supposed to do.
Mike O'Mara answers with...
I'm dying.
Ah.
My whole body is shaking.
Yeah.
And I said, look, just get better. And if we're keeping track at home, this is day 10 that you've taken off the show.
But only if you count the entire calendar year.
I mean, it's not even the end of February yet.
And to be fair, it's a short month. I'm sure he'll be swinging strong.
He's going to say, Oscar!
Yeah, he'll be shaking, but not from the flu.
All right, yeah, for those of you at home, keep track of how many days Mike takes off this year. Same with myself and Rob, please.
Right, yeah.
Rob's going to win. I will come in close second.
It depends on when I pass.
Yeah, that's true. It does. If you make it throughout the year, then
that's right.
You'll win. If you don't.
But if I'm like dead in mid-August, definite disadvantage.
The contest is over.
All that and more on Eyewitness News.
Okay. So, yes, we've established that Mr. Mike O'Mara is out with the flu. We wish
Feel
him
better,
all the
Mike.
Best.
Hydrate.
And the entire clan down in Fort Myers, Florida. It's tough to live with someone with the flu because you're hoping not to get it.
That's the hardest. I will say this with the parent of two teenagers. This is the worst part of being a parent when you got a sick kid because you got to take care of them, but you don't want to be the person that gets sick
you
from your kid.
You don't want to be the person that gets sick from your kid.
It's
also,
the worst.
So we wish him all the best.
Yes, we do.
I don't remember ever having the flu when it's warm outside because it's 84 degrees in Fort Myers today.
Yeah, but I guess flu can exist. I would think probably the flu would prosper in warmer weather. because no, the germs do better in warm weather.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't really mean how well the flu, how strong it is. I mean how one would feel with it actually being nice outside and being sick.
The seasons have much to do with it as more than the weather, I think.
When you are sick and it is cold outside and no one's doing anything, it's much easier to just be like, all right, veg. Just do your thing.
Right.
When it's fun and spring training's going on and life is happening, probably harder.
Yeah, I would
probably
think harder. But
so we wish him all the best. No big deal. I had to cancel a lot of plans next week just in case he's out. No problem.
I wonder, do you think he got the flu shot? Did you ask him?
He probably did, but there's nothing. What is that relevant at this moment?
I'm just curious because I wonder if it, you know, they say that even if it doesn't prevent you from getting the flu, it will make it an easier course of action.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter for Mike because he documented he's the worst patient ever.
He's the impatient patient.
He's an impatient patient. So, is, so feel better, Mike.
Please.
Thank you so much. We'll get to this right away, top of the show. We have so much to get to.
Much.
And this is called a radio tease for you out there in Radio Land. We've got a member of the, I guess, Podcast Village family.
Yes.
Now that is going to the Academy Awards this weekend.
You know what that is? That's called a value-added teaser.
Value-added. Who that somebody is, nobody knows, Rob. Nobody knows.
I can't wait to find out.
We will divulge that a little later.
At another time.
And it was funny, a little later in the show, it was funny how that all worked out. Rob's daughter, Julia, she had her wisdom teeth taken out, and as Rob should and does, and as he teased, he has footage post-wisdom teeth.
And it's very funny because there's different pieces of footage. Some of it recorded from my perspective with a FaceTime call.
Ooh.
Some of it stuff that was actually taped by the doctor.
Ooh.
Do you know that now, I don't know if this is common with all dental procedures, as she was coming out of the anesthetic, the doctor was taping her.
Oh.
So, I mean, we have beautiful, high fidelity.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, there were a lot of witnesses.
Not the best practice.
I don't know. Great for our show, though.
That will
thanks,
be
Doc. There's a little something extra in your envelope this week.
We've got Oscarazzi and Rob's Audio Vault, and we have a dazzling bonus show after the suite of five shows, the five free shows we give to you this week.
And now, also, you were going to talk a little bit, if I can, I won't give it away. You said you had some plans to divulge that you wanted to talk about.
So if we have time.
Yes.
Which we will make time right now. Just briefly.
Just brief.
We are putting together, since we have time, and when the cat's away, the cats will play. So
well, the mice will play.
Yeah, but we're not the mice, we're the cats. Because we're planning out a secret cat 2019.
Don't tell Mike.
Don't tell Mike. Now.
He shut it down already once.
Last night, I was up roughly till 2:30 in the morning.
I know.
So part of that was I'm always hunting and pecking for different accoutrements we can get for the business.
Hunting and pecking, my favorite morning show.
Yes. And I said, well, you know, it'd be fun in the space that we have downstairs is to actually have an event where listeners can come to CAT 2019.
You mean?
Here.
Maybe like at the annex?
At the annex downstairs.
Oh, that would be great.
Now, if you don't know what CAT is, I don't know how much I can tell you about it.
And well, I mean, it exists in history. And if you don't, if you weren't there, you'll never understand the grandeur of CAT.
Yes. It's something that really bothers Mike. It's it's an homage to really these secret societies. If you remember Skull and Bones.
Sure.
Solid flick if you were in college at that point. There's what's another secret society?
The Masons?
The Illuminati.
Sure.
So CAT, the CAT, I guess, are we the CAT guys or the CAT gals?
I believe we are we are the CATs.
The CATs and the hats.
Yeah. Well, you can wear a hat if you like.
Okay, we'll find a better name for us. But the members of CAT, when's 2011, I think is the last one we did?
I believe so, yeah.
They were few and far between, but they remember.
Well, the problem with the most recent CAT is, as you recall, it was all set to go at the Club Tropicana, but there was a grease fire.
Ah.
And we had to move it to the Blue Parrot.
Yes.
And because of that, some of the details got mixed up, and it wasn't like the days of CAT, the glory days of CAT.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we're going to bring back CAT in all of its feline glory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
maybe we're the Tabbies.
No, we're not the Tabbies. It's the worst name ever. No.
Oh, I know who we are. Oh. The Siamese twins.
No. We have to come up with a secret handshake.
Okay.
We have to come up with a group name.
Okay.
And then we have to come up with a splinter group from the TMWatch fan club.
Ah.
That's actually the CAT fan club.
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
And that's where we plan and we put together all the details for what will be CAT 2019.
Now, a really grand return of a fine
remember,
tradition.
Don't tell Mike.
Right.
All right.
The only reason we're doing it on the show is so he won't find out.
And we should also have, because he's not, he's going to listen to this?
Sure. It's the, hey, what's the best medicine?
There's no chance he's going to listen to this.
What's the best medicine?
He says he never listens to the show.
Laughter.
Okay. So we have to figure out a way to indirectly talk about CAT on the regular show when Mike's here.
Okay.
Without talking about CAT.
So what we can't do is refer to it as CAT. What would be a good code word for it?
No, I think that we signal to the audience that there's an update on our CAT plans.
Right.
By dropping a meow into an actual conversation we're having. So, Mike, how was your meow weekend?
How fast? Do you know how fast meow you're driving, meow?
Yes. So we take a page out of Super Troopers. And if you hear that during the show,
details are forthcoming.
You know that if you're part of the CAT 2019 Splinter Club.
The Cat in the Sentai.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that there's an update coming.
Right.
So, or it already has been posted.
Although it's a really gross expression, I've always hated keep your eyes peeled.
Yes.
Keep your ears peeled. Okay, keep them ready.
Give me another meow.
We don't need to talk about that, right, meow?
Yeah, so.
See?
So, but you do it in a way, and if Mike's like, did you just meow?
No.
Just move on.
Exactly.
And, but no, you can't, you cannot, you're the one that's going to crack up. I'm not going to crack up. I'm going to go, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, well, I crack up all the time. I'll just blame it on hysteria.
Okay, but I'm just saying, right. Don't give it away.
Never.
Because
never.
Because we cannot talk about it openly when Mike is here.
Right.
We have to do it. Because we don't have, we had to get the right permits.
Sure.
We got to see like what licensing the availability is.
And we learned yesterday from talking to Maddie, we will have to bribe local politicians.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as far as CAT is concerned, look, let's be clear. This has nothing to do with TM West Live 2019.
Nothing at all.
Those details are already coming together.
That lives in its own universe.
And will be announced soon.
Meowniverse.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This just is the time that we actually have this window to say, okay, going to do CAT maybe in the summer.
Right.
If that's what's going to happen.
Be great for Independence Day. Something around to celebrate America
it
with CAT.
It could be. Anything's possible.
Right.
I guess for me, it's we want to do this right.
Yeah.
And there's no grease fire
options. Meow Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. That would be great. See, we're on the same page. Now, Maddie.
Yes.
Can you keep a secret?
Of meow.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Very good. Perfect. Not a syllable.
Not a syllable.
Right.
Okay. Now.
Right. Meow.
To. Okay, now we're doing it too much?
I'm just practicing.
No, you're doing it too much.
All right.
One meow a day. When we have the actual, and those who know, they'll know.
They'll know.
And those who don't, you don't.
Do we each get a meow, or is it one between
us?
No.
See, don't complicate this.
I'm not. I just want to make sure we stick to the rules.
How about this? You'll be the meow guy.
No, I don't want that responsibility.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
All right, I'll take it.
You're excited about the meow.
I'll take it. All right.
Now, if Mike catches on, and he's like, what are you meowing about?
Uh-huh.
And he just won't let it go.
Immediately go to commercials.
What we'll do on the video presentation is when he's not looking, or maybe let's say he's knocked over his backdrop, yes. I will hold up a meow sign and then put it right back down.
Or do we have the capabilities to bring up a small meow graphic? Which would be blind.
Even better, because that could happen anytime.
At any time.
Like a bat signal.
And that's where Maddie becomes very, very important.
Yes. Okay, so Maddie, now we're bringing to you a life of crime. Like, we're bringing you into a life of crime.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a gateway activity.
Okay, so just so you
pretty soon she'll be jaywalking and taking tags off mattresses.
And for those of you out there, this is nothing perverted. There's nothing not safe for work. This is just a splinter group that had gone silent for some time. And
it's coming back.
There's always been rumblings. They've always wanted to come back.
Mm-hmm.
2019 is the year as we come up on our 10-year anniversary for the Mike O'Mara Show in its current incarnation. I think it's about time we do this.
Way overdue.
Way overdue. So if there is breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking,
right?
We will have you throw in a cat face and a meow
right.
into the video presentation. And that will signal to the audience, this is genius, that they need to go to the CAT fan club.
Right.
Which, by the way, we are going to open today. So right. By the time you finish with this program.
It's there.
It's there. And remember, you're a part of CAT 2019. You don't talk about CAT 2019.
That's the key. That's absolutely key.
It's like Fight Club.
First rule of cat. Don't talk about cat.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. So remember, no cats at Cat 2019, and it's not a sexual thing.
No.
I want to clarify that.
That's fun. Afterwards.
No, no.
At the cat post party.
Okay. So the meow is a first level of communication.
Right.
Once Mike catches on to that, if he does,
right,
then we move to the graphics.
It's great that we have a plan B.
Yeah. And if you're watching, if Rob gets away with a meow, we might layer a graphic anyways.
Cool. And also, taking a page from the Catholic Church,
yes,
if he finds out about the graphic, watch the sky, because we will release white smoke when we have details, dark smoke when we don't. So look to the chimney of Podcast Village. We'll be burning wet straw.
Okay. So, once again,
let's
the big
recap,
announcement is
please.
Cat 2019.
Right.
Details to come. TMS Cat Fan Club will be open.
Oh, and also I must say this because I want people, I want it to be well attended, of course. We don't have an actual day yet, but save the date. Just keep everything open from now on.
Now I'm confused.
No, just be ready to save the date. As soon as we have a date, don't book anything for the rest of the year. Just hold up. It'll probably be a weekend.
Again, but this is something that maybe a handful of
devotees,
cats,
yes,
are going to be able to make it out to.
Oh, we want it to be well attended,
though. But it'll be a virtual invitation as well.
Of course, of
yes.
course. You can from anywhere you want.
Anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? How about this? Potluck.
Oh, yeah, bring a covered dish.
Yes, but if you can't come here, you bring a covered dish to your camera to show us you've made something.
We definitely want to see it. And don't overdo it on the desserts. Everyone always wants to bring a dessert.
Yes.
We need something heartier.
We need to start a separate thread just for desserts.
Hey, make a casserole.
On that note, people,
can
we
I start, the,
start
show?
The show?
Okay.
That was so
it's
weird.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Take a seat, please.
To preclude the variable factor inherent in the human equation, we have instituted this new electronic personnel procedure requiring your name, please.
What?
Thank you. Last name, Watt. And your first name, Mr. Watt.
It's not Watt.
Not what? Mr. Not what? What?
Wait a minute. That's not my name at all. My name is...
Occupation?
Peter. You dig? Pete.
You dig Pete. Occupation? Pete Digger. And your mother's maiden name?
Thompson.
Mother's name? Thompson. Sex, please?
Female, of course.
All right. Mrs. Not what?
No. My mother is female.
What do you do in your spare time, Mrs. Not what?
Listen, I'm a man.
In your spare time, you are a man.
Oh, no. No, that's not it at all. First of all, you've got my name wrong.
Correction? Name misspelled. Please give correct letter.
Well, I...
Correct letter is I. Name is not what, but nitwit.
Oh, brother.
Brother is also a nitwit.
Now, just a minute.
That will do, nitwit. Test complete. Interview ended. Application rejected.
Give me a chance.
I'm sorry you're rejected.
Why do I have to talk to a machine? Why couldn't I talk to a human being?
Because, nitwit, a machine avoids the human error.
The human error. The human error.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Speedway, woo! Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Safe home, Peter Tork, and live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 thanks to TMOS Live. Check it out on our app. Get our application. Apply yourself. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can also write us at P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or call us anytime at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And I've got an announcement for all you Californians.
Woo!
What are you doing? Did you know we are proud to announce that Cornerstone First Financial is now licensed in California?
Woo!
Yeah!
I saw Mark and Joe yesterday, and they couldn't be happier.
It's so great for them, and we've got such a great listener yes. base in California. This is good news, folks. Yay, California. Right now, mortgage rates are low and home values are up, so it behooves you to act immediately to purchase or refi. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial will make sure the entire process is a breeze. Why? Because they are the best. Even better, they are friends of the Mike O'Mara Show. So when they find out that you love TMOS too, they're going to treat you like old friends. Cornerstone First Financial has got you covered and can get you the lowest rates guaranteed. Call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you. You can refinance now and skip your payment next month. Not too shabby. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, Colorado, and California! Woo! Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We love them, and congratulations. Now, do you want to move forward with Academy Award stuff, or do you want to talk about Julia? We'll do both.
We'll start with Julia. I'd like to hold off on the Academy Awards announcement until we are in the thick of the show. Well, I want to give you a quick heads up, an update on CAT 2019.
Yes.
As we can.
There's already an update?
This is probably the only time we'll be able to speak freely about
right,
it.
Right, sure.
It's the CAT Pack.
Cat Pack?
Yes.
Beautiful.
CAT Pack.
Yeah, it gives you that old sort of classic Vegas feel, like the Rat Pack,
yes,
but it's the
Cat
Pack.
Right. Yeah.
Cool. You are probably, I would say, you are the Frank Sinatra of the Cat Pack.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And due to my
old green eyes.
That's right. Green as can be. Well, probably green now.
Yeah.
Blue at one time.
But, he did it her way.
So, we spoke yesterday briefly about Julia getting her wisdom teeth out. Turned out she got all four of them out. Mm-hmm. She did it like a champ. She did yes. a great job. Now, it's always weird as a dad, when you see your kid really worked up and she was really beside herself yesterday.
Surgery, right?
It's
Isn't
surgery.
It oral surgery?
It is. I mean, surgery. Going under is bad enough.
Oh, that's the best.
General, well, she's never done it.
The anxiety that would come with, I think, taking a nap
yeah.
is what you would think would be taking a nap.
I don't know.
Unless
because
you didn't sell it to her that way.
I didn't sell it to her at all. She came to me already kind of worked up. Because remember, if you didn't listen yesterday, shame on you. But she got close to getting this done mm-hmm. once under the anesthetic of laughing gas.
Yes.
And she actually bailed on it. She got too flipped out in the chair to complete it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So.
I wasn't here. I didn't listen to that.
You usually tune me out. Might have been during the audio vault when you shut down. So we did this again with general anesthesia. And, you know, anesthesia is scary. It's not like taking a nap. Because you're
Why
really
gone.
Why is
it gone. So scary?
It's close to death. Your breathing slows. Everything goes weird. I mean, and there are problems. Things happen sometimes.
You know what anesthesia does? It's not close to death.
Closer to death than when you're not under anesthesia.
No, it's a controlled sedation.
Yeah, but what if they lose control? Mistakes are made.
There's anxiety because this is what you're.
I didn't tell her any of this. This is what
Terry is like. You know, anesthesia is close to death.
You see, Terry, I would never.
And she's upstairs on the stairway. She's like, I can't believe I'm almost going to die before I do this.
I never said a word about it to Julia. Okay, these are just the opinions I hold.
Over the years, enough has been said. I'm sure.
I doubt it. It doesn't come up in our house.
It's close to death.
But
it's uncontrolled sedation.
So we're just going to, slow you down, keep an eye on the heart.
It's the exact opposite.
Opposite of what?
Of close to death.
It's close to life?
It's actually more, you probably are in more control and have a higher, I would say, probability of being okay under anesthesia than you would just walking around in traffic.
I understand that I never said one negative word to Julia about the entire procedure. In fact, I sung the praises of medicine and the whole thing.
This is groupthink from your family, and you've been about anesthesia, how you might not wake up.
In my own personal inner government, I know that sometimes mistakes are made. I also know that I would probably, Julia, don't listen to this, I would be more confident with saying anesthesiologist in a hospital than one in a dentist office.
Yes, but the dose. Okay, and again.
And I'm not.
I have a sister and brother-in-law who are anesthesiologists.
Right.
So I've asked propofol a zillion times. They won't give it to me. So I have asked enough questions of them.
Because they don't want you to die.
It was good enough for Michael Jackson until that guy messed up. Conrad Murray.
You just made my entire case for me.
He was abusing it.
Well, you see, mistakes were made.
How many sweet naps did he have before Conrad Murray stepped out for a Diet Coke and a phone call?
Hey, man, I want to have a sweet nap. I want a sweet nap, Dr. Murray.
Don't leave me.
I want my milkshake.
The guy got comfortable, messed up, rolled out. He coded. He went away. And that was that.
And I think that's unfortunate because he seemed like such a good guy.
So let me say this.
Dr. Murray.
Conrad Murray.
Conrad Murray.
Conrad Murray.
DRCM.
So I have asked enough dumb questions yes. of my sister and brother. I've been like, right. hey, like, what's the real story?
Yes.
Like, what's a nerve block? These are all things.
I understand.
Because they're never going to ask me about a podcast, so I got to ask them questions.
True.
So I would say that the math would allow for a sedation to be a lot safer than you think.
All right. That is probably, you know what? I will say this. That is true. But you can't erase inclinations that I have in my head to think that it's weird. Also, if you've ever seen your child go under sedation for mm-hmm. surgery, it's scary because they're laying there motionless. And it's a very scary thing.
Well, how about this? Nut up. You're the adult.
How about this? F you. Because
if you have anxiety about it, your kid's going to have anxiety about it.
Well, luckily I wasn't there.
Yes.
And she did great.
And who was with her?
Carrie took her to the procedure.
I'm
and because
sure that
of
was a positive ride because she probably has your same mentality. Like, don't be scared because mom's scared. Papa's not scared.
Carrie was having a great day because, of course, there was no school.
Okay.
Because of the snow day.
Day off.
And because of the day off, her boyfriend Caleb came because he was not at school. He was not scheduled to be there.
Caleb's everywhere.
So he was in the lobby with Carrie waiting for it to go down, for the whole procedure thing to go down. Now, let's get to these tapes because yesterday when she was still dopey,
I can't wait.
I was still a little emotional because, again, you're seeing your kid in a way you've never seen them before.
Okay.
This morning,
how
upon
are you emotional?
Because she was dopey. She didn't look quite like herself because she's coming
out of oral surgery.
Yeah, but upon re-listening to them today, mm-hmm. they're a riot. And yeah. now that I know she's fine and yes. she's great, she's going to stick around all day sucking on gauze and taking her antibiotics okay. and relaxing. She was really hungry last night, sick of pudding already. Because she can't eat anything hot or, you know, she's all the limited. But anyway, as I said, the doctor actually taped her on her phone as she was coming out of surgery. That's her first tape. She is so happy, she's crying.
I can't wait.
And so here she is as she comes out right now.
I'm so happy.
Why are you happy?
The other voice is the doctor. And also, I couldn't have engineered a fake tape with the medical sounds in the background. This sounds like an yeah. episode of ER. Back to the tape.
I'm so happy.
Why are you happy?
Because I want to see my boyfriend. Uh-huh. Can I cry?
She's so happy because she wants to see her boyfriend. I asked her about this. I said, Julia, what's your thought process? She said, the doctor said, he wasn't going to let people come back to the room until she was happy. So she's saying that she's happy so she can see her boyfriend, but she's crying.
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack here.
There is.
One is, I don't know, I'm sure the dentist is a nice guy. Totally sounds like a pervert on camera.
Yeah, it's not a great thing.
And this is probably a common practice after the 2 years ago now, the brother and sister.
Yeah, of course.
This has been like a, I guess, ongoing phenomena where you try to catch people coming out of anesthesia, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
The dentist doing that, a little weird.
You know, I didn't even ask if she asked for him to do it. Maybe it's just standard now.
Or else I can't see him.
What'd she just say there?
I can't see him.
Is that why you're so happy?
I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm a little creeped out. That could just be me, though.
The fact that it's entirely on video means nothing untoward is going on.
Yeah,
so that
but
makes
what
it
is
lesser.
Happening when the camera's not rolling? Is what it, and I don't know, nothing
teeth
happened.
Are coming out.
Well, I just, it's just weird.
And maybe, you know what?
Wait for the show. Crept out, though.
You know what? An interesting layer.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
thank you very much.
You're smiling? Let me see
I'm smiling.
So what do you want to tell Julia for tomorrow?
This is funny.
So she's crying, she's happy, and the doctor just says, what do you want to tell Julia
yes,
for tomorrow?
Yes,
this is like talking to yourself in the future.
I'm going to be okay.
You'll be okay?
I'm going to be okay.
All right. Say bye-bye, Julia.
Bye-bye, Julia.
Now, the thing about this that I found so entertaining, and you have to know this, Julia is not like that at all. She is a quiet, very mature 18-year-old.
Oh, that's probably the happiest I've ever heard her.
Me too. So here's another post-surgery video in which she focuses.
I love that.
She's much more with it by this point because she tells the doctor, wait, she has to find her angle.
Okay.
So she looks good on camera. Mm-hmm. And then she talks about the seeing mom, seeing the boyfriend. And I do think, again, Caleb, bigger priority than mom at this point. Here's the second video.
Hold on.
Hold on?
Yeah, I gotta get my angle.
Your angle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see selfie angle, yeah.
How do I look?
You look absolutely beautiful. You did really, really well.
This is great.
Your surgery is finished.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go bring your mom to the back.
Oh, there's my boyfriend, too.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We've been dating long enough.
Okay.
We've been dating long enough. So, okay. They get, she's fine. They unpack her from the chair. They get her out. And I think at Caleb's suggestion, she starts taking short videos and texting them to her friends to let them know she's okay.
Okay.
One of Caleb's best friends and a good friend of Julia's and a good kid, his name is Cole. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure this is the message that Cole thought he was going to get from Julia.
Hey, Cole. You're so annoying.
You're what?
You're so annoying.
Yeah, I am. Cole, you're so annoying. Yeah.
Send that to lay down.
Yeah, Cole, you're the worst.
Okay. Go to my car now, Julia.
Come to my house.
Into your house? Should I come?
Yeah.
Oh, now, okay. Now she's inviting Caleb back to the house.
This is wild.
It's pretty wild.
It's a wild ride.
Cole, you're annoying.
Come to my house.
Come to my house.
The parents will be gone.
I'll make mac and cheese. No, I won't make mac and cheese. He doesn't like mac and cheese.
She said to Caleb, come to the house, I'll make you mac and cheese. Then she looks right at her own phone and says, I can't make him mac and cheese. He doesn't like mac and cheese.
Aw, that's so, so sweet.
I'm sure Cole had a good time with that. Now, the last tape I have for you, this was rather random. I didn't expect to get a FaceTime call from Julia. And this actually took a little while because remember back when FaceTime had the bug in it?
Yes.
I had my FaceTime turned off, so Julia is high as a kite. Dad, I'm FaceTiming you. And I said, it's not ringing. So finally, thank God, Shannon was there. And she actually
turned it on.
Showed me how to work my phone. But also, Shannon gets the prize because she videotapes the FaceTime call.
Yes.
So this is me talking to Julia as she's in the car. How do you feel now?
I feel fine.
Are you in any pain?
No.
Do you want to say hi to Shannon?
Yeah.
Hi.
What's up?
How's it going? Did you get your all four of them removed?
Yeah, I thought I was only doing two, but I'm now four.
Nice.
I want to tell Jenner, like,
oh, and that's when, because she was still a little swollen from all the Novocaine.
Yeah, yeah.
She says, I look like Kylie Jenner, and she was sticking her lips out. And she did a pretty good Kylie Jenner.
That is funny.
Okay, so it continues.
You too. You had a good pouty face.
Yeah, I know. And also, I heard that when you remove your window tape, it gives you better cheekbones.
Better cheekbones.
Cheekbones.
Ah.
Just like the movie, what was the show, Feud?
Yes.
Where, remember, Joan Crawford took her wisdom teeth out to have better cheekbones. So that's my daughter now.
There were 10 doctors in there, and I was like, thanks, everybody, so much.
So you're doing okay. Are you hungry?
Not really. Like, I'm fine. But I'm going to get Chick-fil-A ice cream and an unsweetened. That's what I like the most.
Sounds great. You want to say hi to Maddie?
Yeah.
Hello.
Guess who just got her wisdom teeth out?
Oh my gosh. How you feeling?
Yeah, I feel better?
Yeah, you're hanging in there.
It feels pretty good right now, though.
Oh, I bet.
You want to say hi to Leslie?
This is my favorite part of the tape because she's now said hi to Shannon and Maddie, yes, and now Leslie's about to go. Julia has the best question.
Hi, where are all these ladies coming from?
Hi.
Where are all these ladies coming from? So she speaks to Leslie now.
I don't think you know me, but hi.
It's really nice to meet you.
It's really nice to meet you, too.
Thanks.
I've heard great things about you.
Oh, that's
right. Well, listen, sweetie, I'm going to go, and you go home and feel better, okay?
Okay.
I love you, sweetie.
Love you, too.
So she's home feeling fine
Julia
now.
Julia is the absolute best.
She
that is
cracks,
so cool.
Cracks me up.
And you can tell, look, I've seen people come out of anesthesia. And they're nice, but they can also show the real side of themselves.
Oh, it's in vino veritas. I mean, you're going to get the real truth.
The real person.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people be nasty. I've seen people be fun. I've seen people be really emotional. She's just fun and sweet, man.
What was great is when I got home yesterday, probably about 4 o'clock,
yeah.
I was talking to her and we were showing pictures because she showed me the videos that she had. And I said, and I did our FaceTime call. She says, I don't really remember that.
Oh.
So we had to relive the whole thing and got to relive the whole thing again.
Great wit as well.
So I'm so glad she's better.
Thank you for capturing all of that.
And Julia, thank you for signing all the release forms.
I take a good gander at that dentist.
Yeah, well, as I said, maybe you saw the dentist, you'd be a little worried about the anesthetic too. I don't know. Close to death. All right, I love you, Julia. Good
job.
Can you
take my Starbucks credits?
I'm going to Venmo you my copay.
Can I redeem them here?
When we come back, Hollywood.
Yes, Hollywood.
After this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's Paulie.
Not really.
By now, you guys should know I submit the best promos.
Oh, wait a minute, Paulie. I think the promos I submit are far more creative and highlight everything you can find on MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh, come on, Jimbo. Don't be a jamook. Everyone loves the promos I submit. Did you hear my Valentine's promo? Forget about it.
Have you heard the effects I can do with my promos? I can use things like reverb. I can even use echo.
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 Oh! Let's both agree that the one thing you need to do is subscribe to the bonus show featuring the man who we hold so near and dear to our heart,
Mike O'Mara.
Do it
today.
Special effects. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm a furniture guy. This is no secret. And I can tell you that I love Joybird. Joybird is online furniture shopping that lets you create the space and furniture that bring you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. You turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles, colors, fabrics, and options. They have a wide range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specifications. And every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. Plus, I love this, hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials so you don't got to clean up. All you got to do is enjoy your furniture. Hmm. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order. Just remember to use the code TMOS. We love you, Joybird. So there you go.
Woo!
Now, do you want to set this up?
Yes, please. Do you mind turning my headphones down just a little bit?
Half a clip?
I can't. There we go.
That's
Thank you very
nice.
Much.
There you go.
All right. Well, because Mike's out of town, we get to do what we like to do when we're off there.
Mm-hmm.
We just get to know a few more of our team members.
We've really got, you know, and it's a growing team.
Yes.
Podcast Village, The Village, PV.
The Village.
And every one of them is adhering to our no AH policy.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yes. No asshole policy. You can say that, right?
Yeah, you can if you bleep it.
Yeah, but I think you can say that anyways.
No, you can't.
You can't?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Ask Steve Bridges.
Okay, well,
so,
maybe not the best arbiter.
Yeah, I think I'll do what you want.
I think it should be that. We'll just turn it down.
What? And for those of you not in the know, the majority of the Mike O'Mara Show interns that come in and out of our universe, because of this new, I guess, endeavor, startup, Podcast Village. They found their way. They found themselves homes in the Podcast Village family.
Right.
And it's looking like vice versa, as well as I got a call from our friend Clinton Yates, who's now on ESPN. You can see him everywhere. Marvelous. Formerly with Washington Post.
Great talent.
And he said, I have a colleague whose son's going to be in the D.C. area, and he's looking for an internship. I understand that you guys don't pay, but what I love about the way, and you should know Clinton's brother was here for a summer last year, mm-hmm. is that you let you teach them as much as they can while they're here. It's a hands-on exactly. internship.
Yeah.
So if you would you please meet with him and see if there's an opportunity for him to come work within the ranks and help out and learn for his spring semester?
There are so many different aspects of the podcast business and business in general that you can focus on here, creative and actual technical.
If you're on the content side, we used to call it more programming in the past.
Yeah, but that's
so
what
it's
it
more
is.
Content creation.
But we've said this for many years, and that's sort of the motto of all of our interns here, is you get out of your internship exactly what you put into it.
And what's great is that we get to meet people from all walks of life and backgrounds.
I love it. Yeah.
And Ethan Sands is now in studio. And what's also fun about this little bullpen area we have downstairs is once in a while somebody will just like drop an anecdote, a throwaway. And everybody,
it happens.
And everybody hears and turns on a dime because like, what?
Hey, my dad tried out for the Pacers.
Yes. Or was mayor of Buffalo for 12 years.
These things happen.
So really for us, it was another day, just casual day at Podcast Village earlier in the week, and Ethan says to me privately, because he's not an asshole. That's the best way to say it, right?
Well, there would be better ways to say it that don't require bleeping, but yeah, I suppose you're right.
So he's not that guy.
No,
so
he's not a showboat.
He tells me privately that he needs to take off Monday coming up because he is leaving to go to the Academy Awards on Saturday, and he will be his mother's date at the Academy Awards this Sunday.
The real one.
The real one, the Oscars.
Now the one in Los Angeles.
Yes.
With all the stars.
Yes.
That's right. Chrissy Metz will be there.
And I said, wait, you mean like the Oscars? He's like, yes. He goes, I said, all right, well, look, I've heard better excuses. No, I'm just kidding.
Oscar's initial reply was, well, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
I think my ticket must have been lost in the mail.
No, if anything, I have joy. There is no jealousy built into me, thank God.
I was close to being a seat filler.
I had
once, but
really?
I had to fill two seats.
So, the only other person I know that's ever gone to the Academy Awards is a friend of mine that works for E! Entertainment Television.
I've never known anyone to go to I've known people go to the Grammys, but never the Academy Awards. This is the big deal.
This is a big deal. And I was like, Ethan, do you mind sharing this if we have time this week on the show? And now he's in studio. We had the opportunity. Ethan, yesterday, you got a sweet haircut.
Yeah, it was great.
He had to get lined up, as the kids say.
A lot of people. There was a lot of talk of that.
Yeah,
and swapping how much we pay for haircuts.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But first, let me ask you: how are you enjoying your time at Podcast Village and working with us by proxy here at the Michael Mara Show?
Well, the Village has been great. I mean, I couldn't have thought of a better place to be at any time. This is the best internship I could have got. It's given me the opportunity to be great in so many different aspects, and it's like a family.
After saying that, I think you should win Best Supporting Actor.
No, it's great. And Ethan got it early.
He was thrown
into a few projects where, like, all right, he's going to swim.
Yeah.
He actually swam.
He did great.
So you're going to your second week here. You find out about the Academy Awards. Was there any inkling about the Academy Awards that you may or may not go? Was there any tease that, hey, if there's a chance, you'll be going with me from your mother?
No. So the original encounter, it was really weird. So I was literally walking with some of my friends going to get some food, mm-hmm. and I get a random call from my mom, and she just basically says, hey, what are you doing next weekend? And I say, nothing. I'm in D.C. I'm mm-hmm. just going to be in my apartment. Yeah. And she goes, do you want to go to the Oscars? And I said, what kind of answer do you think I'm going to give you? But it was a very weird encounter, and I was ecstatic, but also kind of confused.
Wouldn't it have been great if your reply had been, I don't know, this is a year without a host. Maybe, can we do it next year? But that's amazing. You would say you were confused, so this was not even on your radar.
No, I had no idea. My mom even mentioned on Twitter that she had been holding in the secret for a whole year. And when she means she was holding in the secret, she was holding it from her family.
Oh, wow.
So I had no idea. I didn't think she would, like, be offered or go or whatever. But it's great to see that she got the recognition she deserves.
So we should, and I'll let you, in your own words, Ethan, I was connected again by our colleague Clinton Yates, right. But your mom is famous in her own right for what I would like to call is highlighting the underrepresentation of people of color in the Academy Awards, and she was a practicing attorney. Now, as from what I can tell, is more of a journalist and a public speaker, mm-hmm. If I have that correct. And who is your mom?
My mom is officially April Rain, the creator of hashtag OscarsSoWhite, and is now the inclusion and creation director for, let me make sure I get this right.
Yeah, get this
don't
right.
Mess that up.
Yeah, the titles are important.
The invite will be rescinded.
I learned this in radio. Goodness. Sometimes they give you a title, no money, so you want the title to be right.
Or just the title because it's your mom and you don't want to mess
that
course,
up. Of course, there's that too. Yeah, of course.
Either one of those answers are right. She's the consultant on issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
All right, perfect. Excellent. And I think that as we've talked offline, most people didn't, and if we're being honest, most people didn't really understand it, and they may not now what Oscar So White, what that movement was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And there were jokes made as like, Oscar is kind of white. He's not really more Latin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Especially for the Michael Mara show. No, but if we're really being honest, I even had to, when the movement came out, to take a deeper dive and say, well, what is this truly about?
Right.
And it was really the inequality of how people of color were represented in the voting process.
Exactly.
That you have so many minorities working in the business and the voting power was just not equitable.
And that is also, I mean, not only does it immediately manifest itself with recognition and appreciation of the art, but then keep in mind, Hollywood is, if nothing else, big business.
Yes.
And that reinvestment excludes people of color from the industry. And that's why it's so important. They need to be embraced and seen on equal footing so they have a fair shot moving forward.
Well said. Well said. So,
very well said.
For us, it's a pleasure to have you here, and you've been great. If you're going to the Academy Awards or not, I think we would have had you in the studio because you're like a true personality, and I could see that even at his age now, like, we'll be joking about this one day when we'll see him on television.
Oh my God, of course.
I mean, you mentioned my name in one of the previous shows. You act like you haven't talked about me.
Yeah, but not really.
Well, Dude Walker, to be clear, Dude Walker said you don't have a disc jockey name. Yeah. He said you have a newsman name.
I like that.
Okay, you can take that. Yeah,
right? Yeah. So, but it's also fun because you forget how fun it is to be in the studio.
Oh yeah.
Like, we are super spoiled.
Yeah.
And you know, Maddie's done this for too long where she's like, all right, fine, I'll come in, no big deal.
Boo.
Pony Boy's in there making sure that the network's just rock solid and straight. So we barely get
Pony hates being in the studio. Pony,
well, this is funny.
He could be on the roof right now.
I said, Pony, and if we're really talking, sorry to hijack, Ethan, your segment, but I went to Pony, I was like, hey, man, do you want to work from home? Because you look like you're miserable. And probably not a conversation you should have on air, but I will.
Oh.
And he said, no. I said, because you look like you're miserable in here. I put you in there so you could work on other stuff,
right,
and help produce a show. You look like you're miserable in there. And what I can
only... really looks like we put a tack on his chair.
Oh, my God.
So I said, you have the flexibility to work from home.
Of course.
And he's like, no, I'm good. What is fun about that conversation is he's like, like half the time he's so locked in on his Vyvanse that he's just like, I'm doing this one job.
Right.
Because what's also interesting, and Mike said this about me when we first started working together, I have a resting bitch face, right?
Right.
I know this. It's something that I'm trying to work on, but you can't smile all the time.
I disagree.
But Mike would be doing the show. He's like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And I could see now when I look over into the production room, when I look at the scowl on Pony, see, when he's actually locked into his ones and twos, zeros, ones and zeros.
You're lucky because of your placement, you actually would have to turn to see that.
Yes.
I constantly have what I call peripheral scowl.
But then you have Maddie who'll laugh at a real joke.
Exactly.
Courtesy laughs.
That's nice. You earned those laughs.
Yeah, and then you've got Ethan, who's like really for the first time seeing firsthand like what a hot talk show is and how it's built.
And you're right, we are spoiled because we get to do it every day.
And I also know he gets a joke because we, before the show started, we were breaking Ethan's balls about he was coming in because, appropriately so, he wanted to be prepared for the segment.
Of course.
This is a quick audible. He's like, look, Mike's out. Let's talk about the Academy Awards. We're coming up this
weekend. When he darkened the door of Podcast Village this morning, when he entered the building, he had no idea he was going to be a part of the show.
And it was fun to see the excitement come full circle. He's like writing down notes to make sure, like, this is what we're going to talk about, these talking points, as you should be prepared for a program.
Exactly.
And we all started just saying, like, hey, man, We're trying to forge this form this Craigslist email.
We really were. There was four of us in a room trying to make it sound like, well, we kind of want it, but we don't.
Yeah.
So will you take this lower offer? And we're really, I mean, like, our lives depended on this email.
And poor Ethan's coming here. He wanted to be prepped for the segment, and we're like, hold up, buddy.
He's like, hey, what time is it going to start?
There's a Craigslist transaction happening right now.
I said, I thought the show started at 9. It's 9:30.
You're right. You're absolutely right. We put it on hold. We said, pause. Let's get the network fixed up here.
And while we were fixing the Wi-Fi, it's like, hey, look at this used stuff.
Yes.
We can get it get it for less.
We are true disc jockeys when it comes to that.
You
can be better than us.
Yeah, you can.
But also, for me, I was happy to see that. I was like, okay, like everybody else, he's taking it serious.
Yeah.
And you're excited to be here. So welcome. If it's possible to get a recap next week sometime, that'd be awesome.
For sure.
I
got to ask one question before we wind up, though, and we do need to wind up. But what are you going to wear? Who are you wearing?
Great question.
Oh, my
Where mind. Do you go as a college student?
Yeah, and how old are you? We've not even said how old you are.
I'm 19 years old.
19, right? Yeah, it's great.
What a great experience, a fantastic age, and I feel like you will appreciate it. Where do you go?
On relatively short notice.
Right. So we plan, since I had President's Day off, we plan to go suit shopping, tuck shopping on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up going to Men's Warehouse in Baltimore. And
you're going to like the way you look.
I love the way you look.
I guarantee it.
Oh, my God.
So you went and saw my buddy George at Men's Warehouse, which, by the way, is a great place.
Yeah, what color tux?
I have a black tux, but it has blue. It is blue, like, lining and blue style on it. And
beautiful.
It's really nice.
Beautiful. Single-breasted, double-breasted?
Single-breasted.
Good on a skinny guy like you, yes. Right.
Tails, top hat, no top hat?
No top hat. Yeah.
Just like in Dumb and Dumber, Oscar.
I said I'm 19. How am I going to wear a top hat?
Monocle, no monocle.
What?
All right, just tune him out. All right. Bow tie?
Bow tie.
Very
of
nice. Also black. Basic black. Classy. You can't go wrong with that.
Right.
Now, is there any celebrity, and you will see celebrities, what is the one celebrity you see that you will lose your mind if you see them?
But you're going to be cool.
You know what? I say he's allowed to have one celebrity that he's allowed to flip out over. Because
security! Yes.
Oh, please.
I mean, to be honest, I think I've said this multiple times in studio. I don't really get starstruck.
Yeah.
And I like that for this Academy Awards ceremony.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And being the fact that I've already gotten pointed at by Jay-Z and Beyonce at their concert, like, well, those would be the people that I would probably freak out about.
Okay.
But I've seen them already.
What about this? What about you're catching a water at the refreshment table, and then you bump into an A-list celebrity?
Yeah.
As Zendaya walks up to me?
Do you engage?
Of course.
You're like, hey.
Of course.
Gutsy.
Yeah, I like
very
that.
Very gutsy.
I, like, I mean, I'm 19 years old, and there's
nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose, and there's so many people out there that are not that much older than me.
And your mom.
Right.
You're going to be respectful of your mom, right?
She's giving me her phone to live stream on her Instagram.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
So I will be, if you tune into Reign of April on Twitter, on Instagram, I will be doing all that content.
You see, we didn't even offer him plugs, and he's all in.
I think it's
professionalism.
Good.
Just stay cool. I don't want you to flip out the way I did when I met Chuck Todd. Great job, Ethan. Hey, good luck. Have fun.
Definitely.
And you know what? Take a step back. This has been advice given to me. When you're in the middle of a situation like that, take a step back and really take it in. because there's going to be so much going on, you're going to want to take those memories home. Don't get lost with all the fuss. Really focus, because that's an amazing thing. I hope you have a blast.
Enjoy, man. I definitely will. Right. Thank you,
cool.
Guys.
We're going to step away. We're going to come back and do something. We have to.
Will we Oscarazzi?
No, not yet. We got one more.
Yes, yeah. Oh, please, 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 please. I have the best story for my house.
Oh, update. Fantastic.
Thank you. Perfect.
Breaking news. After this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
In these divisive times, it's hard to find common ground. It's difficult to concur, which is why there is such value to calm, collected political discourse. This is why we need political persuasions. Mike O'Mara.
You don't f***ing understand that we're in a world of sh- right now.
Chris Freitz.
Yeah, I'm not going to let it happen.
Cool, considerate man.
You want to yell? I'll f***ing yell, asshole. Yell, because let the f***ing yell.
And never clouding their judgment with the fog of emotion.
You know why you can't? Because
I just
there's
did.
Nobody.
Why
there's
don't you nobody. F***ing let me talk?
O'Mara.
I
pretend that you're objective, but you're not really objective. Freitz.
I let you run on and blah, blah, blah. I don't interrupt your red face rants, and then I try to say three words and blah, blah, blah.
Talking the issues of today.
Are you going to let me finish a sentence? Today?
Find it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Political Persuasions, quietly changing the world.
You know, when I first met Oscar,
yes,
he didn't own a spatula.
Oh.
He didn't have a whisk.
Didn't have any of that.
Can opener? Nothing. But thanks to Brandless.
Brandless.
He has all that stuff in
Brandless.
His kitchen in a beautiful wooden container ready to go. You have a fully functioning kitchen now.
We're good. Well, almost. We've got the utensils to have a fully functioning kitchen.
All you need now, some meat.
Stove
meat.
A stove.
Salt, pepper.
We're prepping for the kitchen.
Well, I don't know if they can get you a stove, but you can get salt and pepper at Brandless.
Yes.
I know that. Brandless is the best because they have better options for the things you care about. They sell everything, and the website is so much fun to browse. Beautifully organized, easy to navigate. Just imagine, better for you items at a better price shipped directly to your door. Why would you go to a big box store? Mm. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Plus, Brandless gives back. Every time you check out at Brandless, they donate a meal to someone facing hunger. Brandless is the best. Go there, buy what you need, and you'll know that you're getting the best product at the best price. And right now, our listeners can receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more at Brandless. Here's what you need to do. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites, including Oscar's spatula.
Ooh.
Oscar's spatula, and receive shipping, free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Don't wait a second longer. That's brandless.com/TMOS. You'll see our favorites, and remember, free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Start enjoying high-quality products that you deserve today at Brandless. Breaking news story.
Woot. Not at all.
All right, everyone. Relax. You know what happened? We got all caught up in that Oscars frenzy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a life, right?
It must be nice.
So cool. So cool. I am happy to say that it seems to me that the rat slash mouse situation in the Casa de Santana in this crumbling townhome in Georgetown.
Yeah, your ancient.
Yes.
Ancient house.
Is
ancient
over.
Skinny house. Over?
Over.
Not just better.
Now, it's been 2 weeks.
Two weeks!
Where we last saw a Fievel running around.
Mickey?
Mickey. What's another famous mouse?
Dead Mouse 5.
Oh, Dead Mouse 5. And then Mighty Mouse.
Of course, he is Mighty, yeah.
Yeah, so the rumors are
and
true.
The band Rat.
Oh, yeah, Rat.
Yeah.
What do they sing?
Round and round, what goes around comes around.
I don't know it.
Well, you're a little younger than me. Hmm.
R-A-T-T or R-A-T?
R-A-T-T, like Rob with two B's.
Okay.
Rat with two T's.
You pull that up and then maybe, what's the greatest hit? Was that it?
Round and Round,
round
I think,
and round?
Yeah. I'll have it for you in a moment. You're going to love
you,
it.
You spin me round.
No, that's Dead or Alive.
Okay, that's not it. So, back
to the
business.
Rat. Right.
So, for those of you just in the know, there is the home I purchased a couple years ago, almost now in Georgetown. Well, I purchased a little help with my father, a lot of help from the old man.
Sure.
We said we're going to redo it just like Property Brothers.
Yeah.
We're going to go in. All right. Can't wait to see Maddie up next. Make sure you grab Ethan if you want something from the bar. Rob with two B's is at the door with your coat check. Oh, damn it.
This is Rat. Round and Round
is the worst. Never play this again.
Oh, you know what? You asked for it. I'm not. That's not really one of my go-tos. Okay.
You think Jimmy Cerrito loves Rat?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know. Not the band. Not in his restaurant.
Anybody ever mentioned Rat before?
You know what? They really didn't raise the bar.
Okay.
As far as bands go,
I was like, what?
You're not looking at the Beatles there. They're not the Rolling Stones.
But what era was it? The '80s hair band?
Yeah, mid to early '80s, I believe. Yeah, like maybe 87 for Round and Round. It was a high school record for me. So.
All right. So, moving on.
Please.
We had a problem because the home's old and it's got a subfloor.
And
it's got no subfloor and it's got floors that seem to just deteriorate over time.
And also a townhome, meaning that even if you are rat-free, if there are rats in the adjoining homes, you got rats.
We got rats everywhere. The city's got rats. Mm-hmm. There's issues. There's problems. I saw a guy drop like 4 or 5 dry ice bombs across the street in the little planters they have in like an old town neighborhood. And
was he trying to make it look spooky?
No, he was dropping them in the holes that the mouse made.
Oh, they're
the,
poison. The rats made. Poison, not poison. Dry ice. Okay, yeah.
Well, dry ice apparently, when they pull it in there, it sucks out all the oxygen, they suffocate.
Oh, okay, because it's frozen carbon dioxide. Yeah. I had no idea that was a technology. That's fascinating.
Didn't know that. I saw him with some long gloves, and then he was just shooting them down there, and I was like, oh, this is the city. Your taxpayers' dollars at work.
And that also has the added benefit of looking spooky, which is always fun. Dry ice is fun to play with. Makes fog like the Thriller
video. I don't
know
if it's festive more than just control and health.
Can't you ever find the joy in anything?
Look, it's so spooky out there. All these rats are dying. So... Where are we now?
You're rat free.
So I finally went out of my way to find out like what is going on with this house. Mm. There was some crown molding that was removed a long time ago. And there are projects probably for everybody that you're like, what do I have to do to fix something? Or I'll get the handyman next time he's out to fix that little piece of crown molding.
Yeah, because you have to, there's a matter of whether or not you can handle it yourself, and then there's urgency.
Yes.
Like a leaking pipe,
or
you got to do
it. If it's going to look ugly, or it's going to look off, and do I know how to use a Sawzall? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? I finally identified just this past week where there was a piece of trim that was...
Yeah!
No, not that trim.
I'm sorry.
A piece of trim that... was off from when we had the new boilers installed or the radiators installed into the house.
Right.
That had a gap from our house between the brick to the outside.
All right.
And I kind of knew that a long time ago, but you forget because so much else has gone wrong with my house.
You back burner it. It doesn't seem like, as I said, a priority,
but
not a priority.
But I got fed up and I was like, there's got to be some egress, ingress in this house somewhere that we're not thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see... What I ended up doing is actually taking the piece of crown molding that was never put back and then putting it in myself.
Right.
By the way, with a hammer and not an impact drill or anything else because everything was at Podcast Village.
Sure. All the tools live here.
Talk about sweating. A nice reminder that you are not, gifted in any type of woodworking or handymanship.
Carpentry.
Is you taking a hammer and then hammering a nail sideways.
Bad angle,
because
the worst.
The angle itself kills you because you got a radiator and a pipe right above it. Right.
You got no swing.
At one point, I went outside and I got a metal rod just because that's the way that our house lives. There's a metal rod and I put it on the top of the nail and then I start hammering the top of the metal rod to get an angle on it.
How fast did it slip off the
right
top
off,
of the nail?
Just jammed the plaster wall. I said, well,
bad plan.
I'll have to patch that a little later. Mm-hmm. But... I ended up setting up what was a crown molding.
Right.
If you look at it now, it looks like a blind man put it in. But.
But.
It's sealed. And I took I found caulk that you actually just
lay, pal.
You know what I mean. Squeeze out and lay out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sealed everything.
Perfect.
Since then, not one inkling, not one peep of a mouse in the house.
That's great. That's great. But how big was the hole that you sealed?
It was, this is what's
like
weird.
Like in diameter.
I would think it was at least, it wasn't, so you're thinking a traditional hole.
Okay.
It was more like a crack.
Okay, but how big was it?
I would say wide.
Yeah.
At least 2 to 3 inches.
So how is Pony going to get in now? Congratulations. You know what you did? Found problem,
yeah,
solved
same. You also feel dumb because you're like, that could have been fixed a year and a half ago. Because a piece of molding has been staring at me. I'm like, oh, that looks fine. It wasn't.
You did it.
At all.
And now it looks like Helen Keller fixed your molding.
If somebody comes by like, who did that? I'm like, oh, we had a bad handyman.
We're in talks.
Found them all off TaskRabbit.
It was actually repaired by a rabbit.
Meanwhile, it was me.
Never cop to
that. Fix the problem, though.
Good job. Congrats. Feels good. All right, Oscarazzi now, okay?
Yes, now.
Well, not now. After this. We're back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll blow away.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, the promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live.
Thank you, Bill.
Woo!
So, today, we're recording a bonus show after we do this show, and I'll tell you this.
Bonus.
I have a surprise for you.
Yay!
It is something that's going to probably knock your socks off. Maybe not off.
Woo!
But knock them down a little bit. Mm. And that's the thing about the bonus show. You never know what you're going to get. Just like Forrest Gump says, you never know what you're going to get. A lot of good stuff coming up on the bonus show. And if you're not getting it, you're missing out on an extra episode of the Mike O'Mara Show each and every week.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
That's right. I guarantee
it. Was that like 10 years ago?
I believe. Well,
Washington Post.
Well, democracy dies in darkness.
Yeah, but it was, if you don't get it. You don't get it.
If you know what? They might still use it. I don't know. Don't listen to terrestrial radio anymore. They might still be using it. But just keep this in mind. If you subscribe to the bonus show, you get an extra episode every week. Makes your weekend great. And it's the most fun we have every week. More TMOS means more laughter. So choose more, bitches.
Woo!
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping out TMOS. So please remember, buy the bonus show. And for God's sakes, Oscar, try not to embarrass yourself. Please, okay?
Please.
Now, I look forward to it. Friday Oscarazzis are the best. Here's Oscarazzi on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You heard it here first, people.
No rats.
No. It's an exciting moment in my life. Yes,
it's
no rats.
Very chaos. Very
no
key.
No rats for a home that I paid way too much for. Jussie Smollett.
Yes, this guy.
He is not the winner we thought he was.
No.
Removed from the final episodes of Empire.
Really?
The cast wanted him gone, according to TMZ. Now.
You know, I hate hack jokes, but this one keeps popping up on Facebook, and
What's
I think
that?
It says, Jussie Smollett.
Jussie,
I say, I know you messed up, but there's no need to beat yourself up about it.
That's probably the worst joke I've heard all week.
That's why I say it's a hack joke, and I don't condone it.
But you laughed at it, and you told it.
I laughed at your reaction.
No, it's terrible.
It was horrible.
Terrible. Okay.
Maddie, why did you tell me that joke?
Jussie Smollett.
Yes.
We talked about it briefly here yesterday on the program. There was this big to-do if he was going to get a pass.
Right.
If there was going to be some road to redemption. No. He picked the wrong time and the wrong issue to do something like this. Again, for those of you not in the know, and why should you know? It's a national story. The Empire star alleged that he was attacked, made it a political and racial cause here across all genders and creeds.
And the worst
thing,
he had
made up and orchestrated the whole thing.
And ostensibly, he was talking it as a racial issue when, in fact, he just wanted more money.
Yeah. So how do you teach someone a lesson outside of having them charged with a felony?
Hmm.
You take away their fame.
Yep.
So the Empire cast said, we want him gone. He's removed from all the final episodes. He's ostensibly been written off the show now.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
This is karma. This is karma.
So this off TMZ, Jussie Smollett betrayed the trust of his Empire co-workers and damaged the show's image. And now several cast members want him gone and written off the show immediately, according to sources. They're told many of the Empire actors are effing furious and feel like Fox honchos don't fire Jussie. He should quit on his own because he doesn't deserve a spot on the hit show.
Wow. Wow.
I watched Empire for a good first season. I fell off afterwards, but I agree with them. Imagine having to work with someone that had done that to you. And
oh my God, can you imagine the poison work environment?
The show Shield as well.
Ugh.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, so, I'm glad that worked out that way.
Quickly. And, yes. and when you have the Chicago police chief saying all he wants is an apology.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's more to be had in that story. Okay. R. Kelly.
Yes.
R. Kelly, two accusers testified before a grand jury. One provided physical evidence, was having an offline conversation yesterday about R. Kelly and his trials and tribulations. Have you seen any of the documentaries?
I know of them. I've not watched them.
Okay, so...
Not my scene, Daddy.
Pretty compelling.
Yeah.
How long it took for this to actually come to light, you could ask that same question about the Bill Cosby situation.
But also, I mean, the length of time and also the numerous accusations, they just start to add up.
It's pretty crazy, so... What I believe is going to happen here, and this is just my thought process, is that this will be wrapped up here in the next 3 months where either charges can be brought or they're not. I imagine at this point, with all the evidence, there is something that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating how these people are coming out that I've worked with them in the past.
I know for a fact he's not going to be on Empire.
No, he's not.
No.
But again, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Moving on to Kardashian news. I mentioned that yesterday. I still think this is all a ploy.
And I love your take on this. I love your take on this.
And I have to give credit to where credit is due. The Mirror UK put this out where this is all a ruse by Kris Jenner, who has said that, it's documented that the Keeping Up with the Kardashians ratings are down about a third. They needed a solid storyline. So why not go to the youngest daughter's best friend and say, look, your family, we need to build this conspiracy into the show so ratings come back up.
People love inner circle cheating.
And as we left, one of the best ways to kind of create or stoke a fire is if the Kardashian family unfollows the girl that cheated with the sister's boyfriend.
It literally pains my lower bowel when I see the news people reporting who's following and who's not following people.
That's the easiest.
This is where we've come
most
to.
Most passive aggressive way to say you're out.
Yeah, exactly.
So what I would say is this, is that I dug a little deeper. It looks like Jordan Woods is already wealthy on her own.
Okay.
So if this was true, you're like, okay, it's plausible. But $6 million... of endorsements and an athletic wear line that's generating that's fantastic.
That's great money, but also to build to your ploy.
It's not $1 billion.
But to build to your ploy. What's her name?
Jordan Woods.
Jordan Woods. She can be wealthy and all that, but last week, I didn't know who she was.
No.
But now I do.
Right?
And you know what? That's something, and that's what motivated Jussie to do what he did. Fame.
Yeah, fame.
And fame is it's a strange mistress.
Fame.
Maybe that's what she's chasing.
Maybe.
Mm.
But keep an eye on the story. Because it's really, really going to change, I guess, the overall landscape of what is happening.
Yeah.
In the reality world space. And if this was orchestrated and somebody does finally cop to it, this is going to change the entire way. We already knew the Kardashians was kind of fake.
What?
But fake this way, pretty crazy.
Yeah, orchestrate one more?
One more. Zion Williamson, the famous Duke, is going to be the athlete.
Yeah.
He's going to be the first draft pick in the NBA draft. As you know,
you think he's going to go before Masiello?
The fallout for Nike after his shoes exploded on the court at
not
the UNC Duke game.
Not a great day for Nike.
It's fantastic and also fascinating how, while in the grand scheme of things, it's not the end of the world, but a stock price can go down for a company simply because their shoe exploded on national television.
Yeah, and it's not just any shoe. It's his shoe. At an event that people were paying $2,000 and $3,000 for a ticket to go see him play, and he played for 45 seconds?
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Now, this does bode well, and I wanted to mention this offline to you and talked about this on the latest Big O Index, where if you're Under Armour, or even if you're Nike, this you could come back around and say, okay, we're going to make the next shoe out of Kevlar.
Right.
Because this guy is such a next level athlete that, and we're going to charge $300 for it.
Yeah, of course.
Or, and it's just, it there's whether, any way you spin it, the dip in Nike stock for a day, roughly 2%, and the bounce back and the marketing opportunities, This is like a script. This is just, it almost feels scripted.
It does, but it's really sad. This, you know, this is reminds
me. Have you ever had a sneaker explode?
No. But one time I had a Birkenstock, I had the buckle go bad. And stocks went through the roof. But also, to be fair, is it true that I heard this?
A buckle go bad.
A buckle. It was a rotten buckle. It was second-tier okay. buckle. I heard that most players wear a brand new pair of shoes every game.
Yes.
And that he had been wearing these shoes all season. So that they actually might have been stretched a little to the limit. But still, you'd think you should get at least a season out of a pair of shoes, right?
Also, the idea of wearing new shoes, and I get that.
Yeah.
They want them to look fresh.
Yeah.
You got to break them in every time.
Yeah.
What about breaking them in?
Well, it's not like you're
no
wearing...
No one wants blisters.
I'm not thinking that he's wearing anything with leather soles. I don't think you really need to break in a pair of Nikes. They're sort of nice at the word go, aren't they?
Have you ever not felt like you've broken in a pair of sneakers?
No, I know, but don't they, I mean, don't they, sneakers, I think, feel best when they're brand new. You don't want them to break in, do you?
No, you want to break in your sneakers. If you're going to be running in them or if you've got cleats.
You know what? You lost me. You lost me. But I understand your thought.
This is a window into Rob's soul.
I'm not an athlete. I know this will shock you. I thought that they wore out. I thought leather shoes you broke in.
Yeah, every shoe you break in.
Not a Birkenstock. It's Aces from the word go. Listen, we got to wind this show up. I've got to work out. We're going to come back into the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara. Socks too, huh? Amazing. It's the Mike O'Mara show.
A man.
I might come up to you and get all handsy. Not inappropriately.
A woman.
I'm really uncomfortable with everything that you just said.
Married, but not to each other.
Actually, to be fair, I'm uncomfortable with it too.
Sharing conversations about life, puppies, fine beverages, loaded with bad puns and tension.
What's that?
I would call for like 3 to 7 inches and like hope for the best.
Mixed with popcorn jingles.
WABC.
Cake and cookies. Available on the TMOS app and at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I cannot believe the things that come out of my mouth.
I need some new shoes.
Yes.
I think I'm going to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the shopping center banner. And break in my brand new pair of Nikes. No, you know what? If you need anything, it doesn't have to be shoes.
Zappos. Socks,
anything. That's true. Zappos for shoes.
Yes.
But anything else other than shoes.
Hey, why aren't we promoting more Zappos on this program?
Good question.
Yes. Look, I thought my mandate was like Zappos every day.
You're right.
Yes.
Maybe he'd prefer to work from home. Zappos.com is where I buy all of my footwear, and I've never gotten a bad buckle once. Go to Zappos, use our code TMOS for a substantial discount. Mm-hmm. And besides, their customer service, par excellence.
Yes.
It's the best. Zappos. And of course, we love Zappos because we're excited to be partnered with Zappos this year.
Yes.
And lots of good stuff happening between this show
TMOS.
And Zappos. So that's the place to go. And remember, break those shoes in. All right. Today is February 22nd, and this is your audio vault. I played, just now I was playing the song Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees. Peter Tork, who was the original bass player for the Monkees, passed away yesterday after a long battle with cancer. He was 77. He was one of the two Monkees of the four that was actually a musician. Mickey and Davey were primarily cast because they were actors. Mm-hmm. Peter and Mike Nesmith were pretty much cast because they were musicians.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
And yeah, and they had a very popular show in the 1960s inspired by the Beatles, and they had several comebacks.
Yeah, I actually thought they were the Beatles for, I would say, probably till I was 16.
I think in 1986, might have been the summer of 86, MTV brought them back and just started showing the episodes on MTV, and they had a huge resurgence, and they actually charted another record. So it's sad to... David Jones died, I think, about 5 years ago. Peter Tork died. Peter Tork actually created the piano at the beginning of Daydream Believer, which is a very nice little thing that he did. And also, he was a popular on strings. He played banjo on a couple of their records. So this is sad for a lot of people. Because of their comeback, several generations kind of grew up with the Monkees. So it's sad to see him go. One thing I'd like to spotlight.
Please.
On the song Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow, which was written, this is him on banjo. Neil Diamond wrote a song for the Monkees called Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow, and there is an alternate version of it where, for no apparent reason, other than the fact that he's silly, Peter talks in the middle of it. And I've always found this charming. This is the middle of that song.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the instrumental. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed it. And now, back to the song. Well, I
see. And then he does it on the fade out, too.
Hi, this is me again. And this part is what we call the fade, where the record gets softer and softer, and the disc jockey usually comes in and starts talking over it.
Anyway, he always had a great sense of humor, and it's a loss, and right. we safe home Peter Tork. Now, llama news.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner. Eat the food.
Eat the food. In Louisiana, a woman, 67 years old, has a pet llama. Mm. That's not weird, but the llama bit her.
Oh, no.
That's not weird. This is her pet. So she goes after it with a gun and shoots it 3 times. That's not weird.
Okay.
What's weird is the llama survives.
Oh,
so
no.
To get revenge on her pet llama, she attacks it and she's like, here's the neighbor reacting.
We would always see the llama outside eating grass. I mean, it was pretty tall. It was almost my height. Good size, nice llama. I mean, it was a dinner pet. But we wouldn't get close to it, so it was a pretty animal. It was gorgeous. I wouldn't think there was cruel to animals like that. I mean, she was a nice lady. Just don't know what's going to go on in the neighborhood. I mean, they're shooting llamas.
Yeah, they're shooting llamas in the neighborhood. You never know what's going to go on.
I had one of my ex-girlfriends lived near a farm.
Yeah.
They had llamas on there, and I remember we went for a run at one point, and I'd probably seen llamas in the wild.
Did you just use the Spanish pronunciation?
Yes.
Llamas.
When I was in Bolivia.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's where you find them.
Sure.
So I started getting close, and they're tall. She's absolutely right.
Oh, they're huge.
And the first thing I thought about was like, is this like a camel that's going to spit on me? And the young lady at the time said, no, they'll bite you. And she knew right away. But it wasn't like, oh, they'll bite you, and then we got to shoot the llama.
Yeah, you don't shoot the llama.
Yeah.
It's just a bitey animal.
Yeah.
The thing about a llama, they've got the most stupid resting face of any animal.
Yeah.
That if you ever lock eyes with a llama, you'll laugh. You will laugh because they look stupid. And then you say,
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
But the llama survived?
Llama's fine.
Oh.
And she's been charged with animal cruelty.
Good.
Very good. All right. Let's do another gunshot story.
Please.
This one I like. This is sort of local. Petersburg, Virginia. Have you heard of an app called Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, of course.
It's a dating app.
Yeah. By the way, Plenty of Fish. If you're going to rank your dating apps,
yeah,
it's Plenty of Fish because it's free.
Right.
So you get a...
You see, I made a mistake. I thought it was a seafood restaurant.
No, the quality is dicey.
Right.
You match.com, you got to pay for that. You're just like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, you get that solid, I would say, business class. First class is eHarmony, and Tinder is an a la carte machine.
Okay, very good. So this guy is, he's definitely in the back of the plane.
Yes.
Because he's on Plenty of Fish. He swipes.
Bumble is like your DoorDash.
He swipes left or whatever, and the girl says, meet me at this address. Sadly, it's not a girl.
Oh, no.
No, it's a guy who robs him and shoots him in the ass.
I didn't open up my door.
This is a guy who was
catfished.
This is the house that he met in front of, okay?
I didn't open up my door because I didn't know who it was or what was going on. He was laying on the sidewalk, and then he got up and he started limping and holding his buttocks.
Oh, no.
Holding his buttocks.
I went on a blind date once, and I remember this is when you'd be on the radio, and then you'd meet somebody at a concert. Like, oh, you're pretty. Like, let's go out.
Not a request line score?
Oh, no. That was always dicey.
Dicey?
Because voices, and I think I was told this when I was a younger, and this is good for you. You know what? It's a different world now.
Think about this. It is.
Before, when you were on the radio and you would meet someone on the radio, you could say, well, what's your before you didn't have an option to say, what's your Facebook or what's your Instagram handle?
Oh, there was no social media.
You had no options. So you were going off of voice. And as a younger DJ, I was taught, do not go off of voice. You don't know what's on the other side.
I'm guessing that was taught to you by an older DJ?
An older DJ.
Yeah, it's handed down.
Yes.
Oral tradition.
I was like, meeting a stranger sounds weird anyway, so that's not what I would do.
You would only do that for free office furniture.
Yeah, probably. Craigslist deals all day. I've been doing that since 2006, probably 2002, if Craigslist was around. But my last transaction in 2006 involved a butcher knife.
Yeah.
But I remember going on a date, like a regular date, sure. but with someone that I met, I think, at the Strokes concert, of all things.
Yes.
If you remember that band.
Yeah, I do.
And I was probably 27. The girl was 21. And we met up in Baltimore. And
hello.
And I was like... Almost.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Because when you're at a concert, you don't really get to engage because, one, I'm working.
Sure.
Two, you just exchange numbers.
Right.
And I remember the young lady saying, oh, man, like, I'm so glad that you were having such a great time because I brought, what was a switchblade. She said a knife with me just in case things, like, you were a creep or something. Now.
Oh, no.
At that point, my inner governor said, this person brought a switchblade.
Mm-hmm.
Or knife to the date. I looked at her purse. I was like, that's not a butcher knife. But you brought a knife.
Yeah.
Now, it's not like pepper spray wasn't around.
Right.
And we did have cell phones because we had sidekicks at that point.
Remember, of course.
I had a sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else that thought they were important, we had sidekicks.
Talking about Chad?
No, I'm
kidding. It's a joke.
No. He had a sidekick too.
No, but I started sidekick.
The phones.
Bad
joke, hack joke. So we.
Thanks for spotlighting.
You're welcome. So the T-Mobile sidekick was your go-to.
I remember.
And I was like, all right, how quickly could I get somebody on AIM to call me on my phone and get me out of this date?
Yeah,
like
because
a,
you
like
know
a
what?
Girl would have like a safety.
Because the point that you're making, and I totally agree, is. Who has access to a switchblade? You're not supposed to have access to a switchblade.
Unless you're part of the Outsiders.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, like, that's what I think
about. It was West Side Story. Well, so, but you survived. Intact.
I did, but I can only imagine now what people go through.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. They get shot in the butt.
Well, because you're spoiled.
Yeah.
You're spoiled because you get to see the person on social media. They have a footprint. So when you are actually catfished or shot, you don't expect... Something you expect walking into a date, I imagine, if you're on Tinder and you got somebody that posted a photo from 4 years ago, you're like, right. That doesn't look like you look like now.
Holding up a newspaper that says victory in Europe.
Yes, but not to be assaulted.
All right, well, very good. And well, anyway, I hope he's okay being shot in the buttock.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to roll them dice.
All right, I think I did a pretty decent job of embarrassing Julia today with her tapes, but this guy takes it kind of the next level. I love this because I watched this video about 5 times. He's dropping his daughter and her friends off at school. Looks like they might be freshmen. And of course, you know, they've got a tray of Starbucks drinks, so dad had to go to Starbucks on the way to school. How do you get back at a kid who makes you drive him to school and stop at Starbucks? You do this when you drop them off.
Bye, sweet girl. Have a good day at school.
Oh, there's a puddle.
Bye, Kate.
Kate, can you
bye, Kate.
Get out.
I love you, Kate.
Stop.
Have a great day at school, Kate. Bye, Cordelia. Bye, Emma. I love you, Kate. I'm Kate Downey's father. Hi, Principal Dennis. Hi, Principal Dennis. I'm Kate Downey's father, and I love her. I'm going to miss her all day. I love you, Kate.
See, I'd do that. That's your Magic Audio Vault for today,
which is
Friday.
What a happy dad, though.
February 22nd, 2019. He's off home. No job, just yelling at his kids. I thought it was pretty wise.
He sounds like the father in License to Drive.
Yeah.
When he's yelling for Wes. Wes, as he's driving away with Mercedes Lane.
Hey, I'm Julia's father.
Yeah.
I love her. That's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another episode, another week of the Mike O'Mara Show. Please go and get our application. You can put it on your smartphone and listen to the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours
Loot.
A day, 7 days a week. I love it. It's called TMOS Live. All messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to me, Rob, with 2 B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS P.O. Box. P.O. Box, better. 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. Thank you, Ethan, for joining us on the show today. Have fun in Los Angeles,
enjoy, man.
Yeah. Take a selfie with a Hollywood star. Thanks for listening, and join us again on Monday for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.